The aftermath of yesterday's sudden departure of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has produced a wake of Beltway-style turmoil as military advisors and analysts try to explain what it all means. This moment from an interview on November 19th with Charlie Rose suggests that Hagel might have known something was up.
It's not unusual, by the way, to change teams at different times.
So you would expect him to change?
What I'm saying is it wouldn't be unusual to do that.
Well, Professor Andrew Bacevich says Hagel's departure is a watershed moment in the Obama administration's military legacy. Bacevich is a Vietnam veteran and George McGovern Fellow at Columbia University working on a book about the history of U.S. military involvement since 1980 in the greater Middle East. Welcome, Professor Bacevich.
Well, thanks very much.
So how do we evaluate this departure of Chuck Hagel?
Well, I think he was the wrong man for the job in this sense. You know, Hagel, if Hagel represented anything, he represented the notion of no more Vietnams. And yet, when he became Secretary of Defense, the United States actually was enmeshed in another Vietnam of a sort. That is to say, in another endless quagmire of a conflict. And I don't believe that intellectually he was able to offer much to the president with regard to how to manage this quagmire.
But wasn't Hagel put in there to get us out of Afghanistan and to continue this sort of drawdown and escape from Iraq and the situation changed?
Yes, I think you're exactly right. I mean, what you just stated was the president's agenda when he became president. I mean, he has said on many occasions that he aims to extricate the United States from this endless war in the greater Middle East. But I think given the rise of ISIS, the president himself has, for all practical purposes, made a 180-degree course change and has accepted, I think erroneously, deeply unfortunately, has accepted the fact that he's not going to be able to get us out of the mess we're in the greater Middle East.
So I was looking at all that, and I'm sure you were doing the same thing yesterday, looking at all the policy blogs and the various sort of defense Pentagon commentators. I mean, Fred Kaplan was typical, talking about how this guy was not a policy guy. It was a flawed nomination to begin with. There's no way he could handle policy. But there are a lot of different jobs at the Pentagon. Do you think he was policy flawed and maybe better suited for some other job?
Well, you're right. I mean, being defense secretary has to be one of the most difficult jobs on the planet. It involves not simply being a policy player, but involves managing a mammoth and complex enterprise. And I think it's possible to argue that Hagel may have been doing a better job at managing that building than he was of playing in the policy arena. Now, an interesting, I think, aspect of this is that the perceived weakness of Hagel as a policy player has ended up elevating the status of General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is now being referred to as a powerful chairman.
Professor Bacevich, let's shift gears here for a second. I was talking with a bunch of people who were on the management side at the Pentagon who were saying Hagel was revered among the kinds of people within the Pentagon who are concerned about, you know, sex abuse scandals, about the culture of the military, about trying to turn this place around and improve morale, get rid of sort of old funded programs that have long outlived their usefulness, that to a certain constituency in the Pentagon, Hagel is actually a hero.
Well, that's the scuttlebutt I get, too. That said, it's in that realm of Pentagon reform, certainly much needed, that change requires a lot of time. And therefore, if that's the arena in which Hagel would have made his mark, unfortunately, he's not going to make a mark because he simply didn't have enough time on the job to put in place the sort of reforms that actually might have stuck and might have made a difference downstream.
Andrew Bacevich, Vietnam War veteran and George McGovern Fellow at Columbia University, working on a book about the history of the U.S. military's involvement since 1980 in the greater Middle East. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.